Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about RebateJet.com. What is RebateJet? Well, it's a piece of software that I created that will help Amazon sellers get their products noticed. You can launch with promo codes, rebates. Not only that, but you can list your product for free on the RebateJet third-party marketplace. You don't pay a single penny unless you make a sale. And when you do, it's only a $1 flat fee per product. Try it today, RebateJet.com.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Seller Roundtable podcast with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees. And Andy cannot make it today. We're bummed. We miss him. This is episode 90. So we're almost at 100.
Lucky number.
Yes. I'm here with my dear friend, Isabella Hamilton of Rank Bell. Welcome, Isabella.
Thank you. I know we should have done this so much sooner, but you know, it's hard to get everybody in a room at the same time, right?
I know, but it's so good. I know you've been super busy with not only your business, but also you have been also co-hosting Seller Sessions podcast. And so how has that been going for you? Have you been enjoying that?
Yes, I love it. So for those who don't know what that is, it's a platform Danny McMillan created. And he's had, I think, hundreds of episodes. I think we passed 600 a while back. And, he asked me to co-host on Mondays. And of course, I felt so honored to be asked for something like this. I didn't think I was capable of taking on such a big deal. And, I'm glad I said yes, because I get to meet wonderful people. And now it makes sense, why you do it and so many other amazing podcasters, like the connections you can create with these people, and you get a little bit more personal and you can see what the other people are actually like. You get to know them through a simple thing as a podcast. So I really, really love the idea. And then he said, you can do it for 3 months. If you hate it, you don't have to do it. If you love it, we'll just continue. And of course I accepted to continue. And I can also see how hard it is sometimes, because you always have to make sure that, you book the right people and that those people actually show up. And if they don't show up, you have to make sure that you have somebody else. So it's not as easy as it looks. And actually being an interviewer, I never thought of it from this perspective until I became one. It's not really, and I don't want to put anyone away from this, but it's not really that easy. It's like, you have to make sure that you have the right questions and also that the conversation flows nicely, because, people are different. Like for me, most people don't have an issue interviewing me, because as you can see, I just talk. But there are other people who have a hard time, talking this much. So you always have to make sure that you're prepared with a set of questions and that you also know, how to propose these questions and what to say and when to say at the right time. So props to everyone who has a podcast. Now I can see everything behind doors. So I'm very proud of all of you, and especially you, Amy. I mean, you literally do everything under the sun, and I can't imagine how you do all that, but maybe one day you'll tell me.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like that much. So, it's.
Oh, it doesn't. You need more stuff. Okay. We'll talk about it after. I'll send some things your way.
Well, 2020 was kind of, for me, it was the year of just really simplifying things. For me, I got really overwhelmed when I first became an entrepreneur. There's so many doors that open for you when you go full time into entrepreneurship. And everybody, you want to work with everybody, and it's really exciting, but it does become, sometimes you say yes to too many things and you lose focus on those few things. I know Andy was talking about how he was just reading the book, I think it's The One Thing, or a few people were talking about that. But the thing is, for me, 2021 is all about focusing on kind of what I really need in both of my, both my private label business as well as Amazing at Home, because it just got, it got overwhelming for me and I wasn't doing anything well. So, you know, I really wanted to focus. For me, that was really important to my mission, to my purpose and kind of growing in life.
I love that. Yes. And you know what, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm doing the exact same thing. So, and you're right, you know, when you are, especially in the public eye, let's put it this way, like, you know, you have different deals being sent your way all the time. And it's amazing. You want to capture everything. And I feel like all entrepreneurs have this. It's like that shiny object, like I can do this and I can do this because I'm very good at this. Then I can definitely do this. And then because you are so internally open to all these opportunities, even more come your way. And I totally feel you. And I understand because I got to the point where I felt overwhelmed too. And I was like, okay, so I'm doing this and then I'm doing this and then this and this and this, instead of focusing on what is working right now, which for me is obviously Rank Bell is like the bread and butter. And I went, just like you said, in this direction. And this year I'm doubling down on Rank Bell. I'm making, you know, the service even better and greater, and you know, possibly adding new services. You know, I always have like partnerships coming my way and I'm always hesitant about that just because, you know, probably like limiting beliefs and whatever else I have in my head. But you know, I've always felt like I could do this on my own, and I am open to considering different opportunities in the future. But right now I want to do what I know and I want to double down on this. And I remember we had a conversation, Amy, last year, and you said last year you were more like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said, I want to walk through every door that opens to me. And I thought that was beautiful. And I felt like we were both doing that last year. And it's, that's why you brought this up. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so funny. Cause we're always like, I feel like on the same idea. Cause you're like, no, I want to just focus on this. And I'm like, me too. So I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Yeah. So I still live by that principle. I still boldly walk through every door that God has opened to me. I believe that deeply, and I still boldly walk through those doors. Now, whether I take, what action I take when I walk through that door, I always look at opportunity as, you know, you never know what you can learn from an opportunity. You never know what you can experience. So I do that. You know, I boldly walk through a door of opportunity because you never know who you might meet or why they might be in your life. Everyone has something to offer you, whether negative or positive. And what you do with that is up to you. But so I still do that. But I think that it's also important to not necessarily take every opportunity. Right. So you realize the opportunities and you don't judge them. You don't prejudge them, you know, and you realize those opportunities and you kind of feel them out. And then you decide kind of what to do with them from there. So speaking of, you know, we're talking about all of this. For those of you for people who don't know you, Isabella, tell everybody a little bit, like your shortened introduction here. And then I would love to hear just how you got into the ranking business.
Okay, so my person, Isabella, yeah, she's a complicated character, but let's simplify it. So I was born in Romania, moved to US. It's been approximately 18 years. So I am definitely fully immersed into being an American. And when I look back into my life, I'm from Romania. When I look back into that life, I'm like, was that this lifetime? Or was it like some other life? It just feels so far away. And, you know, it was a beautiful time. And I used to remember, like, you know, I've always wanted to like have been born in America. Like, why was I not born with that opportunity? You know, like, oh, I really wanted to be here and to be with this culture and with this people. And it just, everything seemed so possible. So, which created this like, you know, really huge desire within myself, and really put that out there that I want one day to come to America. So of course that came true for me. And, you know, I just got to do a string of jobs here in America that I actually loved every single one of them. And I think that's what makes me, you know, very good at what I do, because every single job that I put myself behind, I did the best I could. It's always been my mission that every single boss that I have, they will look at me and say, you know what? She's the best we've ever had. Like, this was my goal. This was my mission. And everything that I did was towards that. So, you know, where I was like, you know, other people would have been like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Nobody's going to notice. I was like, no, I'm going to do that and more. And they're going to notice and they're going to love me. So, you know, it all depends on, you know, your personality too. But, you know, for me, I was just so excited to be in this country and with all these opportunities that I really wanted to make a mark. I wanted every single person that I talked to be like, oh my God, she's so great. Like, I want to keep her. And which translated, you know, when I created a Rank Bell, which what makes our company so successful is really the same principle, Amy. And it's a very simple principle. Do the best, even if nobody's watching. When somebody comes to us, we give our full, whatever we have, that's what we give. And that's why people keep coming back. And our company, you know, was created very simple. And I'll tell you in a little bit. But we never spent an ad on advertising. All the clients that we have been referred to us from other clients. And I think that's such a blessing. I think that's such a beautiful thing. And again, it just shows our work ethic. They know when they come to us, even though our service is a little bit more expensive than what others found out there, we never lack clients, you know, because, you know, we set our prices for what we consider is true and right for us. And then those who are meant to use our service, they will. You know, if I had cut my prices in two or three, I would have attracted that type of clientele. If I'm ever to raise my prices, when, and I will attract different clientele. So it's never a lack of people. I mean, you know, Amazon business is so big in itself. And, you know, doesn't matter how many services out there, they're not enough. They are literally all of us, we could all get together and create 100 more, and they would still not be enough to service all the Amazon sellers out there. So my
how did you get started in Amazon? You discover this opportunity to create a ranking business?
Yeah. So, you know what? I think, opportunities we create ourselves. I think we, you know, we set our goals. So for me, I really wanted to own my own business, and I didn't know what it was going to be. But because I set my intentions that way, that I, you know, I don't like to wake up at 6 a.m. I just don't, or 7. I really don't. It's just not my personality. And, you know, waking up and going and be cold, going to work, freezing and like waiting for the time to end, even though I was doing my best, I didn't like the fact that I'm selling my time. Mm-hmm. I never liked selling my time. So with that being said, you know, I always had in the back of my mind, like, you know what, one day I will do this. So I would look at all these, like, and now I'm going back, but I would look at all these people, like consultants online. And I was like, oh my God, like how cool would that be to like consult people online? Like, where's the money coming from? It was always such a like a thing for me. So, you know, go forward a few years. I had a friend in Europe and he's like, Isabel, I know you're in America. I know you have access to this. And can you like search for me how to sell on Amazon? I'm like, sell on Amazon? Like, what do you mean? Amazon is selling on Amazon. Like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you trying to like kick off Jeff Bezos or what? He's like, no. Like, you can actually sell on Amazon. I'm like, word? Really? Like, no way. Like, I'm serious. I go back to like, what is going on? I had no idea. So, you know, he's like, no, you can like, there's such a thing as a third party seller. So I was like learning all these things. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's interesting. And, so he's like, you know, I have these light bulbs my dad makes here in the factory and we're doing pretty good here, but I kind of want to try, like, can we test, like, can you help us like put the listing up and, you know, get us some buyers? So I was like, sure, I like a challenge. So, you know, and this was, I think 6-7 years ago. So, you know, going back to that, I didn't know what I was doing, but it's almost like it was better that I didn't, because I didn't feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm so scared. So because I felt like that, I was like, okay, sure, I'll do it. So I looked at other people's listings, you know, that were selling light bulbs. I'm like, oh, cool, let's do this. So I created my own. I never wrote copy in my life. So it was probably terrible, but it was just like all the other listings. And then he took some pictures. We put it up. And he's like, oh, can you find me some people that can buy the product and they can tell me how it is? Like, is it, you know, is it good enough for America? You know, just all these things, but like very simple. I was like, of course. Found him some people. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to pay for their product. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So they buy it, they check it, they send pictures like, this is good. Like, or, you know, if you got them broken, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to talk to the manufacturer, make sure the packaging is better. So we were doing like a little quality control without even seeing it, right. Without even knowing what we were doing. It was just like, oh, let's do this as a thing. And then it just started taking off. And then, you know, I didn't ask for money. I didn't know what I was doing. He was my friend. And he's like, oh, do you think you can help my friend? Like, he'll pay you. And I'm like, oh, sure. And, you know, we kept doing this. And then his friend returned for me to another. And I remember like the first big pay, it was like $600, right? And I'm like, oh my God, I can get a pair of Lubo 10. Like, I'm going to get a pair of shoes. Like, this is what I'm thinking. You know, I'm like, holy God, like, you know, like I can do this now, like, because this is like, I look at it as like free money, like online money, like where's this money coming from, you know?
But you know, the best businesses are started out of a necessity. Yeah. Like that Amazing at Home started the same way. Like, I started writing listings for people, and then all of a sudden that turned into consulting, and yeah. I was helping all these people and it felt great. And it's like, you know, it was a really great thing. And now look at how far we've come today. So it's, I think that the best, you can really monetize any passion. Yes. As long as yes. you're customer focused, right? As long as you're meeting a need that is not being met, then you can really monetize any passion. I think that's what's so beautiful about it.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's what, you know, I tell people, especially when I have interviews, like I want them to really get me, like to get that I wasn't born with like a special skill. I didn't do anything like above, like I didn't go to like some crazy college, or I didn't spend money into this. I just did it. And I
but look at how you started with this friend.
Yes.
Like yeah. you were open to an opportunity to help somebody without asking yes. for anything in yes. return. And you know, I think so many people miss out on opportunities or even learning about needs and opportunities because they skip out on those things. They're like, oh, I don't have time, I'm busy with something else, right? And you had such a positive attitude, and you talked about how early in your, you know, in when you came to America and you were working, you were always trying to be the best, always trying to please people, and honestly trying to do the best, the right thing when nobody's watching, and do your best. And I think that is what has really ultimately led to you discovering these opportunities and having success with them. I think it's just all about like positive vibes, right?
Oh, I'm all about that. And it's, you know, I go by the data in my life. Like I see every time I do something good, something amazing happens to me. So it's almost like, you know, I follow a tree. Like the more I do, the more I get, the more I give, the more I get. And it's like, it's so easy. Cause one, when you give, automatically you feel happy. Like it's automatically adrenaline, right? Like you, first of all, you do something good for yourself. You give, when you give is like the best feeling in the world. Like it's better yeah. than when you get. And that trickles into like something greater happening to you. Like I might do something, a favor for somebody I even forgot about, and next thing you know, they send me 10 clients and I wouldn't even know. But it's like, it's all connected. And that's the beauty of working with people. And you can tell I'm so passionate about people. I love people. And I think that's what makes me so good at what I do, because literally, you know, for this ranking service, I service sellers, I work with sellers, but on the other hand, I work with buyers. And these buyers are the ones that, you know, they need, you know, handholding a lot of the times. And not everybody has the patience to do that, you know, especially when, and I'll give an example, like when people get really big, like they start making a lot of money, they feel like it's not that important to hold that relationship. You know, they may think, oh, I'm too good for this right now, I don't have time. Like never, doesn't matter how big I got, I've always made time. I always had time. Like, you know, sometimes I get on call with clients and they're like, oh my God, like, aren't you the owner? Not that it's a big deal. I'm just saying, like, and I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe like you took a call with me. Like I'm nobody. Like, oh my God, I see you everywhere. I'm like, dude, it's fine. Like here I am in my pajamas and like I'm drinking tea and whatever. And like, I don't have my makeup on, but it's because it doesn't matter how big you get, as long, like all these people have aided me to getting to where I am right now.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how I look at it. You know, when people say stuff like that to me, I'm like, you're someone too. You are literally out here taking a risk, starting your own business, building a brand. Like, I have so much to learn from you. Yes, I have a lot of experience and I can help you, but I have so much to learn from you. We're in this together. You know, it's so cool to see that, you know, there's so much that you can learn from each other. And yeah, I agree. You got to stay humble because you didn't get there on your own.
We wouldn't be anybody. We wouldn't be anybody without everyone. We wouldn't be. It's you know, we take all this power and success from those who have helped build. Without them, we would be nothing. We would have never gone to this point. We even have a business. If I don't have clients, I'm not a business. If I don't have buyers, I'm not a business.
Right, exactly. So speaking of business, the ranking business, let's get into it a little bit. Sure. So I know so many things have changed. I mean, it's been tough for the ranking business, period, you know, and wish Andy was here because he has so much more experience with ranking services than I do. You know, he had AMZ Blitz back in the day, and then he founded Rebate Jud, and you know, now he's growing that. And so it's really a hard business though, because even my small involvement with Rebate Jud when he got started with that, it is difficult because you do have to navigate all of the rules, right? You are bending some of the rules, right? Some of the time, and you don't want to communicate that the wrong way. So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges with running a business where you're helping people, would you say, bend the rules a little bit, but also play along with everyone else?
So the way I see it, so for ranking, when it comes to Amazon, the way I see it, and it's probably my philosophy and my positivity, but we are actually helping Amazon make money. So depending on how you look at it. So for me, if I have a brand new seller that's never sold on Amazon and he comes up with a product that's cookie cutter, just like all the other ones in his niche, he's never going to make it. He is doomed from the beginning. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So for me, helping him get some sales, yes, is going to help him, but it helps Amazon make more money. So Amazon has never really frowned upon this kind of service. I think if you started like going into like asking for fake reviews and things like this, then yes, definitely you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And I don't promote that at all. But when it comes to ranking, you are helping a seller, you know, move up on the ladder, and also Amazon. And I know this works, and why I think it's still kind of accepted by Amazon. It's you're doing these giveaway campaigns, and then this product is slowly moving to the top. But guess why it's moving to the top? Because Amazon is helping you do this. And I don't think there's one seller today that starts on Amazon that does not have some type of help, whether it's ranking, whether it's PPC, whether it's both. And, you know, even if you were to do a ranking campaign with absolutely no PPC, you would still move in front. That means Amazon is helping you move in front. Every time you do something, Amazon helps you. If Amazon saw every single time, like, okay, seller's coming on and all of a sudden they have 10, 20 orders a day, they will literally ban every single person that does this, which will ban everybody. So, you know what I mean? Like, even though I see what you're saying, like banning the rules, but also I would say Amazon is bending the rules just as much as I am, because if this wasn't accepted, they would never allow that. They know if you land on page 35, there is no way, you know, all these people are going to your product, you know, by themselves.
And then they have more problems because they're holding on to your inventory. They've got crowded warehouses. They need people to be selling things. And Amazon even sells. They even encourage you, you know, when you are, when you, your product is not selling, you get the fun emails from Amazon that say, hey, you might want to create a promotion campaign or something to get this inventory moving.
There you go. And that's what I'm saying. And again, you know, if you don't go into like, you know, fake reviews and all that, then this is a really good way to rank. And it's good you mentioned Rebate, because I know you guys have a firsthand experience with this. So you know, when it comes to ranking business, a lot of people are missing the personal touch, I would say. And take it as, you know, my rank bell secret is making sure that both parties are listened to and talked to on the daily. So when you have a company like Rebate Chat or Rebakey or all these big platforms, first of all, it's a software. The human touch will be lost somewhere. Even if you're many chatting with them all day, even if you, you know, because you get to such a big number that it would be impossible for you guys, even if you hired 100 people to talk to all of them directly. I know how it is. So the way we do it, even though our service is a little bit more expensive, is because we have that manpower where, you know, we make sure that every single person is talked to. And I'm not talking about like a Manychat sequence. This is like, hey, Jane, how's your day? How's your kid doing? Is he better from his allergy? Like, we know what every single person in our community is doing. And that takes a lot of work, a lot of patience, a lot of trust, a lot of relationship connection.
But it also provides a lot of value because 100%. You're able to kind of give more insight that, you know, and I'm not involved in Rebate Chat anymore. As I mentioned, I'm 2021, I'm focused on, you know, on Amazing at Home and on my private labels. But I know Andy's doing a lot of really great things. So you guys stay tuned on that, check it out, because it's more than just a rebate platform. But that being said, there is, like, I actually prefer when I launch, I have a list of trusted reviewers that I reach out to. And I say, really, it's about quality control. I want, not only do we all need those initial reviews to get us started, but also I want that customer to tell me, hey, how did the product arrive? Is it broken? Is it, you know, is everything, because you can have it inspected at your factory.
Yes.
And it could be completely broken in a million pieces. And, you know, so, and I've seen it with so many clients that do the same thing. They'll, you know, someone they know is helping them with that quality control process and is buying that product and telling them, whether that person leaves a review or not, right? Like, who cares? The bottom line is, what is going on with that product? And is there any reason that another customer would have a problem with that product when it arrives? That's what I want to know, because yes. I saw it at the factory. I know it was good, but now is there anything wrong with it when it's getting to these customers? Because we all know, we've all had those products where we got suddenly a 1-star review and our sales just tanked.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that besides reviewing, being able to have some of that personal touch where you can actually reach out to the person who bought it and who's reviewing that product and looking at it from a really in-depth perspective and ask them for their honest feedback of, hey, yes, what's going on with this product? Are there any quality control concerns? Is there any reason why you or another customer wouldn't leave a 5-star review? Because that's what I think all of us should strive for, right? We should all strive for products that people are excited to leave 5-star reviews for.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.